Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're going on tour. Not yet October, November, but don't be a bore.
Buy them by the score.
tickets, that is.
Livenation.co.uk to buy tickets to see us all
the
over.
Angelos and Barry show, the new power generation.
Livenation.co.uk.
Come on, please come. Look, we get fed up of showing it. Okay, bye. Everybody ready?
Is it running, oh?
Is it on, oh? Owen.
Is it going?
Owen. Owen's back, everybody. He's pressing the buttons and he's twiddling with his knob. Stop doing that, Owen. Just get back to pressing the buttons. Thank you.
Hey, what have you been up to?
Here we go.
Take your side.
Charisma.
Nothing.
Okay. You've been doing nothing. Oh, you've absolutely nothing at all. There's nothing you've been doing at all.
Pretty much.
All right. He's so good with words,
yes,
isn't he?
Is.
The repartee.
He's like actually talking to Noam Chomsky. Or,
yes, it is.
You know, William Shakespeare.
Isn't he?
Or one of the great poets.
It's like evening with Stephen Fry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Or one of the great poets.
Wonderful. Wordsworth,
yes. Wandsworth.
Wandsworth.
Lord Wandsworth.
Oh, I love that one by Wandsworth.
The one he done about Wandsworth Common.
Oh, God, wasn't it lovely?
Yes, it was beautiful.
And they put it to music, didn't
they? I remember them doing
lovely,
that, yeah. Wandsworth Common. Oh, go on, then you recite it.
Wandsworth Common, it was in the sun.
Oh, yes.
I took my pants off and parade my bottom for each and every one. The park keeper came and put me in chains and chucked me in the jail. Oh, I said, I wanted to show my winkle.
As well.
Fail. It was ever so good, that one. Do you remember that lovely one he'd done about...
That was one of his lost poems.
Yeah, what was that one he'd done about winter?
Oh, yeah, I remember. It's winter in Wandsworth Common and I am very cold. I got a coat on, but I got to be honest, it's not even touching the size. I'm freezing my nuts off here. I'm gonna go and get a cup of the Bovril. Beautiful,
it's
isn't it?
It's autumn, the leaves are on the ground. They ought to get someone to rake them up, or I will lie underneath.
Oh.
I look up people's skirts as they pass on the heath. I'm going to touch my winkle when they come passing by. And I might jump up and say, I'm Wandsworth, hi.
Yeah, he got arrested for that one, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
It was just showing they chucked him in the jail for that one.
They did.
Because he was pissed when he wrote it.
Well,
and that is, a lot of people end up in jail when they're pissed.
Well, they do. And I would like to apologise to the Wandsworth estate for saying Winkle.
Well, he did say it, so well, you know, there's nothing to apologise for.
It was a lovely thing, and for all the people who saw him there in the 18th century... Yeah. Yes,
oh,
I concur.
Dear. Under them leaves?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to write a poem about, isn't it? Like, well, hiding under leaves,
yes,
and jumping up and, like, you know, touching
yourself. Yeah, I mean,
even then it would have been radical, that.
Yes, he was Poet L'Oreal. He'd done his hair ever so nice.
Poet L'Oreal, yes.
Poet L'Oreal.
Yes.
That was before you was Reserve L'Oreal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yes.
This
sunny
weather.
Oh,
Sun's out.
I've been on the weights.
I know you have. You're looking very good. Let me feel that. No, not that, that. Oh, you've got your guns out. I'll tell you
put
what.
Back.
I'll tell you something. You do look beach body ready.
Do I?
Very much. Fun.
Do you know what I've done?
What's that?
I've shaved my whole body off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's a funny thing to shave into your chest hair, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make a statement, because I'm not, like, confident enough to get a tattoo.
No, but so that particular statement...
What pair of tits?
Yeah.
I know, but I just want people to go, is he a man? Is he
a
woman?
Yeah.
I want to be seen as an agonagogenus.
Yeah, you are a agonagogenus. And if you turn round on your back hair, what is that? Maltesers 89p, funny thing to shave into you.
Well, no, but that is the legacy from when I was a shopkeeper.
Of course.
Because sometimes I used to, like, when it was hot in there...
Mm.
I'd just take my shirt off and that, and I'd stand facing the fags.
Yeah.
And then people would come in and they'd go, excuse me, because I don't know why, I sold a lot of Maltesers.
You didn't, you?
Yeah, I did, and I got sick of them asking, so I just sort of, you know, shaved that into my hair.
Into your hair.
And then when they asked me, I just, like, lift my shirt up, you know, while I'm counting all the fags.
Yeah.
Know? Saved me having to turn round time and time again.
And then,
have you shaved anything into your body this week?
Yes, if you have a look down, just above my buttocks.
Oh, yes.
What does that say?
I love twiglets.
Yes, and I do love twiglets.
Right, okay.
And I found that if I go, because you know when I go, when we go on our holidays.
It's quite a statement, isn't it?
It's quite a statement. When I go into the, but you know that nudist place we go to?
Yeah, that colony.
The colony. When I go in the bar, a bit like you, of an evening, you get bored. I mean, you're bored telling people how much the Maltesers are and all that. And they go, oh, Barry, your usual tankards. And they go, can I get you any nibbles? And I just turn around.
Anything you like.
I turn around, I bend over like that, and it says, I like twiglets.
And initially they think, why is he showing me his bum?
Yeah, initially I thought he was an advocate for hula hoops for some reason.
Yeah, and why are you showing us your bum, Barry? And then you just pull up your shirt, and it says, I love twiglets.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh no, it's good.
But it's good to watch your diet because you've clearly
absolutely.
Although, what was that story in here?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I don't know whether you've noticed, but they've said today.
And here it is, yeah.
Look, here it is. They said today, they said your low fat diet is the worst thing you can do.
Yes.
Eating a low-fat diet is the worst thing you can do. In fact, you are more likely to put on weight if you eat a low-fat diet than you are to eat a fat diet, you know? And they're also saying that the government are in collusion with the food industry.
Bloody hell.
Right, China, and then a government is saying to the food industry, you say what you like, mate. We don't give a shit, you know. Well, you say low-fat diets are okay. We'll back you up, you know, and we'll get our mates down to BMA to say that's okay as well.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of money in this game, you know?
Yeah. Must be an interesting conversation where the government go in.
To the supermarket.
What we want you to do
is
say eat a lot of fat.
Eat a lot of fat,
a lot of sugar. They say what? It's good for you.
Just say that for us, please. In fact, read this statement.
Because it's nonsensical.
Let me read this statement.
Yeah.
Okay. We here at the BMA think that if you eat low-fat food, like pepperami that says low fat on it, or Jerry Lee that says low fat on it, then you'll get thin.
Yeah.
And it says here in brackets, even though that's bullshit. Should I say that?
Yeah.
No, don't say that. Don't say that bit. No. Okay. Anyway, you can eat, you can't eat things like butter and milk, but you can eat things like low-fat pot noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that's okay. Actually, I mean, it's quite a convoluted statement,
isn't
it?
Yeah. But of course, I've been ahead of the curve, mate.
You've ignored the BMA advice.
Of course I have.
A long time. You've had your own diet.
Oh, my own diet. I eat butter.
Yes.
As recommended.
Well, not recommended, but recommended now.
Recommended now. For a long time, I've been eating full-fat pizzas, fortress.
Full-fat chips.
Full-fat chips. Chocolate.
Full-fat ice cream.
Full-fat ice cream, you know, all of that.
Full-fat fags.
I've had the full-fat fags.
Yeah, full-fat brandy.
Full-fat brandy.
Yeah.
Baileys I like very much, which is the cream and the alcohol. It's That's a double-header.
Yeah.
And, you know, bacon with all the fatty bits. All the fat.
And I mean, how much weight have you? I mean, Have you put any weight on?
Well, I've put on about 4 stone in the last year.
Right.
But
it's good weight.
Apparently,
you put on.
It's good.
Good weight you've put on.
When I go up the stairs, two stairs to the front of my house, and I'm literally hanging onto the door frame, gasping for breath, I go, well,
this is good.
This is all good.
This is good for me.
It's all good.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be live bouncing up them stairs.
And I suspect if I had stuck to a proper low fat diet, I'd be the size of an house.
You would be absolutely huge.
Huge.
Because I changed my diet.
Yes,
habits,
I know.
You know. And I just stuck to, you know, I went on a very, 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 I wanted to do a crash diet.
Mm.
So I just drank, like, I went from like special brew,
yes.
Which I swapped that for, like, cider.
Yes. You're good like that.
Yes.
Very disciplined.
Yeah. Yes. And instead of eating food,
yeah.
I smoked about 30 fags.
Right.
And I did lose a lot of weight.
Yes, you did.
I lost a lot of weight. And I lost all sorts of use of my internal organs.
Yes.
But I was a picture of health.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I had very red eyes as well.
Very, very red eyes.
And I had sleeping problems.
And you smelt like Princess Margaret, didn't
you? I stank.
Jesus Christ.
I stank.
Yes.
So high, but it's all. If it means I'm thin,
yes,
then that's the iron discipline that I can show
and
when need be, you know.
Because
I had to get into shape to go and do my audition for Bond.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And you shaved all that Malteser stuff off
your
back.
Yeah, like that. I had to go because I actually do a topless, you know.
I say,
get your top off.
The pair of hairy tits that went.
That had to go as well. Yeah.
You imacked, didn't you?
Well, I didn't actually. I took off the tits and I put in the hair I Love Bond just to show my commitment to the role.
Very good.
Yes.
I mean,
and the Broccolis were very impressed with that.
Yes.
They were very impressed with that. Because it said, I Love Bond on my hair on the front.
Yeah.
And on the back it said, Carino Shoyao is one of the best films ever made.
Yes. Well, it's difficult for you to. It's difficult for you to actually shape.
Well, that's Carino. Right. That's why it was spelt wrong because someone else done it. Who had literacy problems.
I have had. Got a lot of jobs.
Have you?
By putting stuff on my body.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
When I wanted to... Remember when I went for that job at Goldman Sachs?
Yes.
And I was going to...
You love money, that's what you...
It didn't say money, it said many. I couldn't get quite...
It's not enough hair.
Yeah. And, you know, they said, what's your qualifications? And I said, well, I've done a basic evening class in bookkeeping.
Yes.
But no, it's not really for us.
I can work a computer.
I can work a computer. And they went, I'm afraid. I went, hold on 1 second. And I turned around.
Yeah.
And they said, I like money.
Yes. And they said, well, that's the sort of commitment that we like to see from our employees.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you've done it, remember when you was doing that, you was going to run, what's
run
his name?
The country.
The country.
Yeah.
The country. And what did you have? You wrote it in a biro.
Yeah, I wrote it on a biro on my hip.
Yes.
This is, I Love Great Britain.
Yes.
On it. And then I just to show that I had humour as well, I put a big cock and balls on there and all like stuff coming out of that. Just to say, look, I...
Yeah.
Just say, like, I can have fun as well, you know? Look, I'm not all po-faced.
Well, look, this is
I'm
what...
I'm all about Brexit.
This is absolutely right. Do you remember when I went for that job? Do you remember, it was a top-line job as a solicitor.
Yeah, I remember.
At a top-line... well, it's called it Goldman Sachs. I can't even think of a solicitor's name.
Cobblers, Balls and Bum.
Cobblers, Balls and Bum up in Wigmore Street.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I took that word of advice from you. I went, come here, Mr.
Well,
Michael.
You went in pissed.
Went in pissed and all that to show I'm fun.
Yeah,
I've got
exactly.
another side. I'm fun, guys. And I took your advice. So I had a certain tie and all that. I said, what experience have you got in the legal world? And I went, I've seen Judge John Deed.
Yes.
For a kickoff.
Yeah.
Judge Rinder. Yeah, seen that. Rump Hole of the Bailey.
Yes.
I've seen all that. And I used to like Crown Court when I was at home bunking off work.
Yeah.
And they went, look, I'm sorry. Don't be so silly. You're not. And I went, hold on. Will this be?
There's more to this than meets the
eye. And I'd drawn on my chest, as you advise, a great big, well, it was a cock and ball, with all stuff coming out, as you say. And they went, oh, hold on a minute, Mr. Sir Michael.
Yeah. His previously unseen humour.
Yeah. And I went, look, I'm fun. And
I'm pissed.
Discuss your... When do you remember you went up for that job?
Yeah.
And you were totally unqualified, remember?
Well, I went up for the head of BP.
Yes, I remember.
And they said, what are your qualifications for this? I said, well, look, mate, I love oil.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of
mad
oil.
Mad on oil, aren't
you? Know.
I love crude oil.
Yeah. I love olive oil, and I love Castrol GTX. I love it.
Yeah.
I like Duckham's Hyper Grade. Yeah. All them oils, right? And they said, "Yeah, but that isn't enough, really." To like, I said, "Listen."
They rolled their eyes.
Yeah, well, they rolled their eyes at me, and then I said, "Look, okay, yeah. All right, ask me anything about oil."
How's diesel made?
Yeah, well, I said, I don't know how it's made, but have a look at this.
Yeah,
and I lifted it up my shirt, right?
Yeah.
And on it, I'd drawn a big bum with a fart coming out of it.
To show you were fun.
Listen, if you have me in the office, all right, I won't know all about the facts and figures.
No.
And I'm not a statesman.
No.
I won't know how to communicate with the Chinese office.
Right.
But I will be able to have fun.
Yes.
And everyone working under me will, you know, will show, oh, look, he's got a fart drawn on his chest.
It shows.
So it's good fun.
It shows another facet to your character.
Because you went up for that truck job that you would never qualify for.
Do you remember?
Was you?
It was a plane pilot, British Airways.
I remember.
I turned up there. There's the head of British Airways.
Yeah.
Sir Freddie Laker. He was there.
And you thought, I'm in trouble.
I don't know the first thing about
it. I don't even know how to turn it on.
I don't know how to turn it on. I don't know how it flies. I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, but that is not a barrier these days.
No, and I thought, well, what's the way to... I know, I'll be a bit of fun. So, Mr. Michael, hypothetically, you're taxiing down the runway. Well, they could see me eyes glazing over. You lift the throttle. What would you do first?
He's going to ask me to take off here.
So I went, I said, I'll stop you there, Sir Freddie. And he went, look, don't waste our time. You know, you've sent in the CV. Frankly, one afternoon at B&Q working a week ain't going to make you a pilot. Oh, wait, can I just stop you there? I unbuttoned my shirt. And I'd drawn a picture of Linda Lusardi. Oh,
beautiful, reclining in a deck chair
with a fart coming out, in the shape of Debbie McGee.
Off of Paul Daniels' face.
Yeah. And Linda's going, you know, she's got a cocktail in one hand. I've done it all properly.
Yeah, probably
you had
it done.
Exactly. She's got a cocktail. She's going, you're not going to like this. And Debbie McGee's going, not a lot.
No.
You know,
yeah.
And he said, get out. And I said, that was a double negative. You're not going to like it, not a lot. And he went, just don't waste my time.
Oh, right, he didn't. Well, I suppose if it's, you know, if you've got people's lives at risk like that, it's good to know people are looking out for other people. That
is
good to know.
Yeah,
you know.
Of course it is.
Whereas like something like the head of oil, You know, like, Christ. No one knows nothing about that anyway, so you can pretty much get away with that and having a fart on your chest, you know? Yes. It's okay. You know?
Well, you know, I mean, you only have to look at some the of the top people, you know, on the stock exchange.
Yes, yes.
Yes. There's an article
some of the blue chip companies.
Yeah, I mean...
Dulux
and all that. Now, their managing director, Sir Basil Best... Yeah. You know, yeah. I dare say, to get in that position,
he's gone into the office.
He's been a felt from
Bobby Kraft. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He'd have drawn a big like submarine on his chest. Yeah, but when he'd have bent over, like it would have like done something.
That's how the clever money's made.
But I tell you what, I just bought a pet.
Have you a pet?
I got a tiger.
Well, this is interesting because that article today that said it's very irresponsible to get them.
What, them tigers?
Well, any dangerous animals, it said that, okay, they might not come in contact with people.
Well,
but
no,
it's not
won't,
fair.
No.
On the, and what's in this tiger? Where'd you keep it then?
Well, I keep mine in the bedroom.
Right.
Yes. So, I mean, it's like largely out of the way of people.
Right.
Except at night when there's people in the bedroom, like me.
Yes, you.
You know. But I said, I chucked it in there and I said, look, make yourself at home.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring you some food.
Yeah, what do you feed him?
This morning I chucked some Dairy Lee in.
Right.
But I'm not a lunatic.
No.
You know, I unwrapped it.
Yeah,
so
of course.
He didn't, like, you know, have trouble with the silver paper.
Yeah.
And then tonight when I get home, I'll probably take him a couple of pepperamis.
Yes.
And a pot noodle. And,
right.
I'll put the water in the pot noodle.
Yeah.
So that it's actually a proper pot noodle and not just like dried, like muck, you know?
Right. Mm. Right, so, you red apple.
Yes, this is what they like to eat, you know.
Yeah.
The African ones, the Indian tigers don't like eating that stuff.
No.
They eat stuff like... you know, ham and stuff
ham
like that,
like,
you know.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, yeah.
Is he fully domesticated?
No,
or?
Not yet, no. He ripped my bed to pieces last night.
Okay.
But I think it's only a matter of time before he, you know, he becomes domesticated.
Well, you see this on Facebook and YouTube and all that. Look at this lady, she's cuddling a lion. Well, I brought him up, I suckered him, you know.
Yeah, that's right, I mean, he's like, you know, you just give him a bit of time, a bit of space, a few Dairy Lees, and before you know it, they are like house trained and they'll make tea and like your dinner and stuff.
Right.
And that is the reason why I got it.
Yeah.
For, you know, so that it would do them things.
Well, we had a wild boar.
Mm.
Those horrible big teeth.
One of them,
and
those two big fangs it's got.
Those big fangs. And I used to say, go and fetch
Miss Paper.
Didn't do nothing. Go and fetch Margaret Slippers.
Where'd you get this thing from?
I got it. Do you know...
out the back of the paper?
It was out the back of the paper and you saved up some coupons.
Yeah.
This thing didn't do nothing.
No.
So in the end, you know, we just set him loose.
Did
and
you?
All that.
What, in Watford?
Yeah, in Watford.
Right.
I mean, you hear these reports now. Oh, wild boar seen running down. I was just going, don't know.
Nothing
doing
me, mate.
You know, but it's...
So what did you get? Why did you think, I'll have a wild boar?
I've seen the programmes where they get these things and it's like the horse whisperer, this whisperer.
Yes,
So I'm very skilled at wild boar whispering.
Yeah.
Can't get Margaret Slippers, didn't do nothing. And she's saying, I said, I've seen all the programmes. Can't Can't get the mirror. Didn't do nothing. That's useless.
Did you give it some food?
Yeah, I'll give it. Whoa. Well, I'll give it a bit of ham. Probably recognise his relative.
What is it? Yeah.
But, I mean, you tried whispering. Some of the whispering you've done, you were
Yeah, I was a monkey whisperer.
Monkey whispering you've done.
Yeah, yeah, I whispered in it. Yeah, I said, will you stop fiddling with yourself?
Yeah, they do that.
He does that. He's sitting in my chair, like just sitting there all day, just like fiddling with himself.
I remember.
And then you like to whisper to him.
Yeah.
And I'd start to say, listen, will you stop fiddling with yourself, please?
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch new tricks.
Well,
you know, and he's there next to me, he just sort of go.
Yes.
Look, for God's sake, I'm trying to watch new tricks. So I said, well, you stop fiddling with yourself. I don't give a shit. He stopped fiddling away, and then you stopped whispering, started shouting. Yeah, I said, well, you stop fiddling with yourself. I'm trying to watch new tricks.
It was potentially a bit of a bird magnet, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, birds love it.
Winnie Lumley, you've got a little monkey, and you'd be sitting there in that little swing tire. Okay. Oh, what's he doing, Andrew? And then flinging his shit
all
across
out the window.
All out the window. Remember you brought that bird back, Stella?
No, I remember.
And she was
Stella,
oh,
and
isn't they lovely?
Yeah.
Right across her.
And I dressed him up like dungarees and all that. You know, chop hat and stuff. Yeah. I thought, this is lovely. Yeah, you know, this is before I knew that he'd done this.
Behave yourself.
I whispered to her, I'm on a promise here. I said, listen, behave yourself. Because all I've got to do is, you know, show you to her.
Oh, he's lovely.
And then I said, well, why don't we sit down and watch new tricks?
Yes,
you know.
Right.
And I turned it on. And then
Crisis was awful.
And we were all, like, getting close. Like, and he's, I stuck him in the chair next
to us. Yeah, remember,
you
know. Oh, Christ.
All of a sudden, it's just...
What did...
All of a sudden, he's like...
Slowly, so embarrassing.
And I knew what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because you're like, I thought, what's he doing? And I was like, he's just, you know, he's just eating. And I thought, he's not.
Obviously, he's not eating.
Like, no. I thought, I've got to whisper over it. I said, for God's sake, stop it.
He's done his egregious, and he's
flung his bowler hat across the room. And I picked up his bowler hat and I stuck it on his knob and I said,
leave that hat there.
Christ. Don't touch it.
What's he doing? Oh, Christ.
And then all of a sudden, all this stuff, and it's gone across the window. And she's like, I said, look, I like monkeys as much as person. But when he's doing that, when I'm trying to watch new tricks, I'm afraid that put me off, you know.
Then you took him out the kitchen. I remember this very well. And you're like, oh, for Christ's sake.
I said, look,
she's a classy bird.
She's really nice. I found her in Asda.
Exactly.
Right, in the clothes department.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. What am I supposed to do? I said... And I said, what is it that makes you do that?
Yeah.
And he says, it's new tricks.
Dennis Walsham.
It's new tricks.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, why didn't you tell me that?
I wouldn't have put Lovejoy on.
And he sat there and to his credit, he loved it.
Until
Tinker came on.
Yeah, and you get, and he shit himself and flung it all over the place.
All over my new wallpaper.
And everything. She's there, I thought you was different. I thought you wasn't like all the rest of the men. How did I know you'd come back and get monkey jism and shit all over me?
How would I have known that? I said, look, these animals are, I'm afraid they're lovely to have as pets, but they can be very unpredictable.
Yes.
And, you know, there's not always anything you can do about nature.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it flinging its muck everywhere.
But the worst thing was you said, look, go into the shower, clean yourself up.
Yeah.
I've got a robe in the bedroom. She went in the bedroom, that tiger ripped her arm off. That was the worst.
I know. I should have mentioned that there was a tiger in there.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that it was in there. You had that.
Yes.
That you had that bird of prey, didn't you? And you tried to keep it in that budgerigar cage.
Yeah, it was terrible because I went down to Collins Pets.
Yes.
And it goes, do you want a golden eagle?
Yeah.
I said, no, not now, sell me a pet phone. Anyway, I went in. I've stuck him in we had the budgerigars, gave him a little bit of cuttlefish. Of course, it wasn't enough.
Like,
and this was before Margaret's day. Do you remember I went out with that bird, Ruby?
Yeah.
So Ruby's come round, oh, isn't he lovely, and he's lovely. Does he say anything? And to be honest, he's gone, bah!
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, he says bark. And I pretended it was a word. It was bark.
Yeah, yeah.
And
showed his
talons and his knob and his knob. Of course, he didn't hit the bell with his knob. And in the case, said it's a bit small for him. That guy. I said, no. Said, can I hear him saying bark? You know, and all cries.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking that's all you got to do for me, mate. And I'm in here, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it sweet? A man who likes nature
and
all that.
Beautiful.
And beautiful. I said, oh, yeah, I'm a real nature lover. She said, can I hear him? And then she put her ear up to the thing. His talon came out, ripped her ear off.
This is it, you know.
You know, this is it.
And did you apologise to her?
Well, yes, she couldn't hear me. But the boon was, after that, he could repeat,
Yeah. You so he learned something from the old experience.
Yeah, so on the plus side, every cloud sort of thing.
Yeah, I know.
And,
But they can be very unpredictable, these animals.
What, women? Oh, sorry,
these
animals.
Very unpredictable.
Well, do you remember when you got, what did you buy in it, that animal you got?
The snake.
You'd think it wouldn't, butter wouldn't melt.
In its mouth, it's just lying there, you know, like the draft excluded. I thought it would be.
And then you had Karen Johnson round.
Karen Johnson.
A lovely,
out.
Beautiful bird.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. I opened the door out and I said, look, I just step over the draft excluder, you? She went, oh, blimey, that's a big old draft excluder. It's very heavy, that, you know. And I said, yeah, I got it from...
Hobbycraft.
I got it from the Waitrose.
Yes,
I couldn't think of anything.
Of course you couldn't.
She said, Waitrose.
Yeah.
I said, I got it from Waitrose. You know, I'm thinking, I don't think she's going to buy that.
No.
I wanted her to think I was classy.
Yes.
Anyway, this thing, right, she steps over it, and it's a bargain stricter.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, so it sort of just, she goes, it's a very strange looking thing. And then like, she stands there and it just sort of starts wrapping itself round her.
And you're trying to
say... And I'm thinking, it's an automatic draft excluder. It goes up right round the door, you know.
Yeah.
And so she's going, oh, right. And she said, and it's just confused you with the door frame, you know.
Right.
And anyway, she's getting tighter and tighter around her leg and that. And I thought, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what to do. So I got her and the boa constrictor, and in a panic, I just chucked them all out the window.
Yes, that is probably the best.
And I thought, I can't handle this. So I sat down, and I stuck on new tricks, and then...
Yeah.
It starts, what a night this is.
And to make matters worse, there's a terrible draft coming under your door
I know, so I'm going to have to replace that, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is the dangers. If there's anyone out there thinking of pulling a bird, trying to make out they're a little bit exotic by keeping exotic pets, I would not do that.
No, it's not worth the money, really.
I really wouldn't.
So this is all this green stuff now, isn't it?
Green. Oh yes.
Ethical stuff, green stuff.
It's absolutely true. Hold on, while I look for it in the paper. Yeah, apparently in the Evening Standards.
Yeah.
Sex. Keep it green. Ever since Gwyneth Paltrow, she's suggested that's a bit rude when I say that. Selling non-toxic lubricant on Goop. And it's all about, apparently, there are very green ways of...
spicing things up in the bedroom.
Spicing things up. Latex condoms are using casein, don't know what it is, dairy protein.
Okay.
Vegan options include Glide.
So what is the... Why would you do this?
Well, I think the idea is if you... Well, if you flush ain't down at all.
Oh, down the bog,
you know, you end up polluting the environment with...
I don't ever flush them things down the toilet.
Well, you keep them, don't you? Which is wrong.
I do
in
keep
a way,
some of them, as depending on the bird. But
you're romantic like that.
Yeah, most of them I just sort of fling out the car door in the car park.
Right, yeah.
No,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But you can see the appeal of all these green muck.
Oh, yeah.
I love green stuff.
I mean, in the old days, when I was first caught in Margaret,
oh, yeah,
in order not to make a bird pregnant, one, you wore a balaclava. Two, we had...
on your knob?
Yes, Two, a lady, so you didn't touch too much skin, you know, had to wear an entire duvet, wrapped in duvet with a big belt round.
Oh, good, nice.
You were allowed to see 1 square inch of her elbow.
Oh, that's enough,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, God, it really was. And if you look at my elbow there, if you drew some eyes on that...
Fat.
That could almost be Anne Robinson, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could, the way the skin sort
the
of pulled back,
pulled
like,
back
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Now, so you were allowed to see that.
Oh, my God.
So there was the very, very keen on contraception in them days.
Oh, my God.
You know.
I used to use leather sleeves.
Right. What did that do?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing at all.
No.
It was a waste of time, actually.
Yes, it was.
And ladies didn't like that either.
No, it's funny that, isn't it?
Well, no, they don't like that.
No.
They don't. If you suggest I'm going to use... She says, God, I think the time
have
is...
Have you got anything?
I said, yes, I have.
Oh, well, put it on. Okay. What the hell are you doing?
She lets you sleep.
And she goes, oh, I don't like that. Would it help if there's...
Not really, no.
Did they have a salad cream?
When she says, do you have anything?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have nothing.
No.
But I want you to see, show like...
Willing.
Yes, yeah. I have got something, and at the same time, I'm into green issues.
Right,
so
yeah.
So I would say, I have got something, and I was going to use the bag that the celery comes in.
Right.
And then I thought, no, don't use that. Be more adventurous, be more experimental. So I would say, oh, yes, I use the lettuce leaf.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
And I go, well, what does it do? And I say, well, nothing really.
Yes.
You know? But I'm willing.
I tried that to take that green issue, and what I did is I got a pea. It was a petit pois.
Really?
And just stuck it in the bit on the end. Anyway,
like a cork.
Yeah. And
you bung it up.
I bunged up the end.
Yeah.
You see.
You gaffer tape over the top?
No, I left it like that.
Yeah, well, for environmental issues.
Environmental reasons.
Yeah.
Anyway, she came round. She wanted to jump into bed. It went shot straight out and wallet right in her eye.
Oh, dear.
And that was the end of that, really.
And then you ended your green issues.
That ended my green issues, really. I thought, I've tried it all, man. So,
Now,
who wants to come and see us in concert?
Let's get down to the business.
Let's get down to the knit and gritten.
Who wants to come and see us on tour?
Yes.
On tour.
We're going to go on tour.
We're going
and it's in tour. It's in the autumn.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's going to be... And we could meet them afterwards.
Oh, yeah, we'll go out the back and meet you.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, in the alley and stuff.
Yeah, oh, God, absolutely right.
We can meet you in the cafe later, if you want.
Who wants to come out and see us? Who wants to come out and see us doing our filthy mark? Spend your money via WeTransfer, PayPal, anything. We don't give a. Come and see us. Come and meet us after round the back.
We will sign anything you want, including body parts.
Sack. I probably wouldn't do that.
Oh, well, I will.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll. No, I mean within reason.
We could tell them what the. just go to Udder Belly. No, sorry, that's the wrong address. We've already done that show.
And it went well. It went so well that we blew the roof off.
We come on stage, we were all the rage. The birds went round the twist. And some of them weren't even all that pissed. Now let's do it.
Well, no, proper, let's do a proper advert one
about
what
is it? A Live Nation.
Live Nation.
No.
Come and see us. I'm sure we're there with Live Nation. All you have to do is find a computer and type in Angela and Barry at livenation.com/tickets.
Hurry!
Well, stocks last. I don't know if that website I give you even a yes, but it'll be something like that.
It's something like... I mean, they're not idiots. They're not stupid.
They've got Googles.
Well, look, good luck, everyone.
Yeah, good luck,
and we'll see you hopefully next week.
See you next week.
And don't forget to buy a ticket, because it'd be awful if we're on our own.
Oh, yeah, we would like you all to come and see us.
Yeah,
and then tell your friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.